singer is a lady, right?
No, a gentleman named Jimmy Somerville.
Oh, that's a guy's voice. That's
great.
Forget that.
If you're watching on YouTube, you might notice Iggy's not here.
I think that's par for the course.
The breaks aren't long enough for you.
Well, 7.5 minutes, that should be long enough.
You're welcome to get involved on the presentation. Why don't you watch on YouTube? Be a friend of the feather. See how naughty we look. Rank us by the naughtiest.
We do look good. We do. Like, that's how we got into the business.
I think it comes off as we're promiscuous.
Yeah,
what was that? That's a new one.
Sorry.
Is Ryan Kelly on the line?
He did not answer, so whenever he'll usually shoot me a text, and I'll give him a call whenever he does.
All right. Well, Connor Leal answered right now, Doug, if you want to call him. The number is 314-455-5000.
Okay.
Enterprise Contracting. Connor Lee, your locally owned and operated storm damage insurance claim specialist in roofing, siding, and gutter replacement and repair. They can help evaluate your home for storm damage from hail and wind that the St. Louis area continually receives year-round. Not looking to go through the insurance claim process? Enterprise Contracting can help get you financed for your exterior replacement project. Upgrading your exteriors helps your home value and your resale value. If you're considering selling your home during the current record high home values, give the pros at Enterprise Contracting a call and inquire about their free storm damage evaluation, or ask them about their ongoing seasonal promotions. Just mention the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2, the potted plant, or that you listen on the all-new app, the Morning After STL. Download that thing. It's incredible. And you can watch on YouTube and TMASTL.com. It's everywhere. 314-455-5000. Again, that's 314-455-5000 in reference TMA. Jackson, what's going on with the poll? How did it go? Did you get that thing up during the...
No, I have to figure out how to sign in as like an admin to make a... You have to be an admin to make a poll.
And are
I know
you an
I
admin?
Am.
I'm not an admin.
I know I am. I just don't know. So I'm in communications with those in the know, as they would say.
Okay. You're awfully busy back there.
You know, I try to make the engine work more smoothly. That's the idea of my gig. That's what I describe myself as. I'm like the engine keeper. And as long as the engine...
You ever heard that term, Doug? Engine?
Engine keeper.
Yeah, as long as the engine keeps humming, you know, we can provide you such quality content as we did in the last hour.
Yeah, it was a really nice Munkin' Ass 7 o'clock hour. All Mr. Right. Licks... Correct one comma because everybody with knows, I don't know what this means, but I just read what's in the prompter. Correct one comma because everybody with knows it's assumed there are three zeros at the end for rounding. So go back to waiting for mommy and daddy to die so you can blow through their assets. Now, get back to the caddy house and ship my clubs to Medalist. I'm playing this weekend. You club-scrubbing loser. That's from the Orson Woods Wacko. Doug, these guys really go at it during the winter when they travel to warm other places. Mr. Licks.
It kind of shows why there were so many people blocked from the text line.
Yeah.
So, again, it's a new show, new format, like, you know, new place. But I still think the people who are blocked at the old place are eventually going to get to that stage again. It only takes a matter of time.
Jackson, have you blocked anybody on this text inbox?
No. No.
Look at that.
Start blocking people.
But apparently, like, hundreds were blocked before, and now they're free.
But I really doubt that they were blocked by anyone involved with TMA. Like, I feel like they might have been blocked by other people at the station.
Well, that's okay. Those were our teammates.
Certainly not an accidental block, is
right,
from what I would assume.
This is our text inbox. No one else uses it but us. Therefore, you know, they're not going to send Frank Opinion something nefarious, or they're not going to send Bernie or Frank Cusimano something nefarious because this is our text box. So, I mean...
So then other people won't be blocking in our text inbox.
Correct. Also, there might not be a need for blocking because if someone sends in, you know, oh, my stepfather's chest is so hairy...
I'll clip that off.
Frank...
Why would you pick that sentence?
That's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, to Frank or Bernie, they'd be like, oh, I can't have that block. I'm not saying that they ever did. I'm just saying in theory... But with us, I mean, that's just like, that could win text of the day. So why?
Lots of porn.
Right. Exactly. So there's no real, unless someone starts, I don't want to say like stuff that will get you blocked because then people will just do it. That's how these folks work.
If somebody texts in now, oh, my stepdad's chest is so hairy, will you block them?
Oh, I didn't even
know. No, I hope it gets worked. I would hope it gets read.
Nitro says he was blocked by Dan Buffa. Get me back.
Good.
Well, you're in.
Yeah. Lucky.
Dan Buffa's not here with us.
Yeah, he works for my mom.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he works for the Jewish Light.
Doug, did you know that?
I didn't.
He wrote an article just the other day. I think he wrote an article about Lux.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Lux here?
I have not.
Have you seen Learn Here?
I have not.
Wow.
Well, I'm not here at 2 o'clock.
I know Skip Irwin used to work for the Jewish Life, but he passed away last fall.
Rest in peace. He's a great guy. Yeah. I love talking with Skip.
I've seen Learn Here. I haven't seen Lux Here.
I know Learn usually gets here about noon, I think, for her show.
All right.
That's what she said.
So you ever hang around just to cost her?
No, I'm not a
spy
creep.
Spy on her? No. Stalk a little bit?
No. I said if she would, because I live 5 minutes away.
You could come back.
If she would say, you want to come hang out with me today on the show for a little bit, I would come back in.
Well, why would she do that?
I don't know.
Hello.
She probably she wouldn't, so.
Hostage.
If she did, I would, but that'll never happen. But.
Pro tip. Yeah. Oh, this is caller Ellen.
Oh, no.
Pro tip. Jackson may want to refer to personalities on your new station, not the old station.
Well, I was just kind of referring to, like,
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So she would say, like, instead of saying Bernie or Frank, be like, it's not like Lux or Learn are going to read any of these texts, so there's no reason to block. But I was referring to stuff that happened at the old station. It's just a simple loss in translation moment.
You were thrown off your game a little bit thinking about your stepdad with the hairy chest.
I don't actually have a stepdad, but if he did, I would hope he'd have a hairy chest.
Why? Why would you hope that?
For the toughs, matted in nature.
I remember when stepdads first became a big thing on this show. And I remember
was that the Stephen Wildwood call about stepfathers in West County that would be on the down low at soccer practice?
I think Buck Swope would have to take a deep dive. I know it turned into the Vianney father-son dances. I think that was that big first step that we took to advance the show to stepdads. Mm-hmm. But I always was curious to why we were so into stepdads. And then that listener said he wished he was... His parents would get divorced so he could have a stepdad.
Right.
That's when I'm like, this is intense.
Yeah. You know, it's become a thing, that's for sure.
You know, I walked in to say hi to Favaz last week.
Just walked into his show.
The hallway wanderer.
While he was on the air?
No, it was a break.
The happy wanderer.
Yeah, a break for you. Was it a break for him?
Yeah, there was no red light on, so I went in and said hi. And that's the first time I'd ever stepped foot into the Casey studio.
What did it mean to you, boy?
It was kind of cool. It's iconic. And to see all the albums, all the vinyl in there, and it was pretty cool. I'd never been in the Casey studio.
Are they still playing music off record?
I think U-Man does sometimes on the Casey Classic show, because some of the songs they play, they only have on vinyl. So we'll play some vinyl. It sounds so much better on vinyl.
I don't know. You think? Can you really tell?
I can.
Just an old timer.
I have a turntable. Isn't that my good turntable broke? So I got a new one, but it's kind of a cheaper one. But you can tell vinyl from CDs.
There's still a good market for vinyl. People like just to have it, like because it's like the cover art's so big.
I still buy vinyls.
Yeah,
my dad does too.
Yeah, some people buy it and they don't even play it.
Some guy bought one the other day from me playing something on the 9 o'clock return. I played a song by Camel.
Yeah.
From the Raj album. He went out to, I don't know, Vintage Vinyl, wherever he bought the album.
You're selling albums now.
I help out.
Just a recommendation.
What I do at 9 o'clock is I turn people onto music they probably haven't heard before.
Do you?
And
you want a hot take? You want a hot take?
Some like it, some don't. But it's what I'm trying to do is just turn you onto new music that you haven't heard.
Sorry, the Microsoft notifications, I guess, I changed those as well on accident. I'll change those back, but at least that works.
Do you have, like, everything potted up?
No.
That everything happens.
Doug, go to the pots.
We hear it.
No, everything on my computer right now, if it happens, in terms of the notifications for emails we do have off. I turn those off. But in the beginning stages of trying to do the meow, I instead of the Outlook reminders, it's actually the whole computer reminder, so whenever there is a reminder on my computer, it'll meow.
It's like, need an update, meow.
Yeah, so I'll get that taken care of, so okay. Sorry.
Jackson, I'll be your stepdad, boy. Also, I just accidentally texted this to 101. Please tell Randy and Michelle sorry when you see them. That's from stepdad Gary.
Randy would be like, hey, Jackson, I heard you got an offer for a new stepdad.
Oh, Mr. Carrot.
Actually, accidentally. It's not even close to the same number.
Doug, it's 65780 down the hallway. Here, it's 314-881-8625.
Almost the same thing.
Yeah, I could see mixing up 12 numbers compared to 5.
Guys, speaking of hearing everything, is there a microphone inside of Iggy's coffee bowl? I can hear you. each slurp like it's being amplified with the power of 1,000 old man jitterbug phones.
That's no, you can't.
Vishnu and Randy characters.
I like it.
No, you see me on YouTube drinking coffee, and then you say you're just going to make something up that you can hear me sipping it.
See, I wrote down a drop of you drinking coffee because at the time I thought it was very vivid in my headphones. But I go back to the recording. You cannot,
can't hear
for the life of me.
You can hear it because I'm right across from you.
Let's well, see if you can hear it.
Hear
he's it, drinking now.
Did you hear that?
I heard the swallow.
The
swallow,
smacking of the lips kind of gave it away.
But that doesn't even go onto the recording, Barry. Like, I had to really find it.
Palestinian chicken.
Well, I don't like that sound. I watch some ASMR videos, and they have the...
Jesus.
But they have the microphone so close to them because they're whispering most of the time, and they start that swallow. And what I'm going to do here is...
Oh, my God. That's
perfect. And you hear this big swallow. Quit swallowing.
Oh, man.
Well,
and that's what you enjoy listening to.
Yeah, I like ASMR videos. Very relaxing.
It puts you to sleep at night?
See, I'm different. I don't use it to sleep. I just use it to relax. The haircut videos, you know, they're very relaxing. I don't go to sleep with those.
The haircut videos. Just a clip, 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 clip.
Yep. I want the real sound. Some of these ASMRs, they go over the top.
You ever hang out at a barbershop just to listen to the sounds?
No, I have
ASMR
videos.
Creepy.
No, I enjoy haircuts for that reason. Because of the clipping sound. It's a very relaxing for me to get a haircut. Huh. But now some of these ASMR girls are taking over the top. They make the noise themselves. They don't even have scissors in the hand. They got fingers. Clip, 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 clip. No.
No, you want the real
scissors. You want the real scissors.
Use the real scissors. Mm-hmm. Don't make noises.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Doug, could you tell us about Borelli Cutlery? Because they can sharpen your scissors.
Oh, boy.
They can.
That's the perfect segue. Yeah. If you don't want fake scissors. You want real ones. And you don't want dull ones. You want sharp ones. And so that's why you would go to Borelli. Not just scissors, but any kind of tool that you might have for garden use or the knives in your kitchen. Might be a new year and a new station here. But for Borelli, you know, things haven't changed. Borelli Cutlery is still your family-owned and operated local knife authority in St. Louis. All kitchens have knives, and most household knives in need of work are either good knives that have dulled or bad knives in need of replacing. And Bertarelli Cutlery has you covered with their master knife sharpening and a wide variety of the best brands available. Swing down to the hill, visit them in 1927 Marconi Avenue, or give them a call. Here comes the phone number, 314-664-4005, or visit BertarelliCo.com to see all of their services. Oh, and don't forget, they have mask and PPE supplies available as well, and they can ship those anywhere in the country. If you're a listener not necessarily in St. Louis, you're thinking, oh, Bertarelli, they're in St. Louis, they can't help me. Yes, they can. They'll ship it to you anywheres. Anywheres you can hear this, Bertarelli Cutlery can ship you all the PPE supplies because they are hard to get in some places. Nice. Bertarelli Cutlery, again, the website, BertarelliCo.com.
Going back to 2007, Bertarelli Cutlery has been a sponsor on this presentation. If you want to get on board, email me, tmckernan@insidestl.com, and we'll take real nice care of you, and I mean real nice care.
I was texting with Mark over the weekend.
What do you have to say?
Well, he was going to Cape Girardeau and wanted a Strodecast.
Oh, there.
I said, I hate to tell you, I don't go that far.
What is your radius, bro?
Because it's out of the area code.
What's your radius, bro?
314-636.
Yep.
I said, you're fine. Once you get out of St. Louis, there's going to be nothing weather-wise as far as snow in St. Louis. I can't tell you what's going to happen in Cape.
But your Doppler won't, you can't extend it to a
I don't want to do that. I don't care.
Iggy, I'm looking at my, for Strodecast purposes here, I know it's not accurate in comparison to yours.
Get
but,
ready Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday, Doug, a low of 7 and a low of 6 on Friday. Does that match up with what you're seeing?
Yeah, I got a little bit higher. I think Thursday is going to probably be about 10.
Okay.
We may get to 9. We may get in single digits, but it's going to be close. And then when you wake up Friday morning, Doug, it's going to be about 5 or 6.
We'll have to like huddle all together for warmth.
No, we won't either.
No, we have a thermostat in here.
How about we put on a coat?
No, I think
we don't have to huddle with other gentlemen.
Yeah, man heat.
Man heat's stronger.
Does YouTube work in that kind of temperature?
Oh, I doubt it.
We'll have to thaw it out.
Like I said, it's not so bad anymore for me. What do? I get out of my house, I go into my car, I get out of my car, I come in here. I'm not really outside that much. I was always worried about my car starting in that weather. With the Muggin' Ass Boys, I don't have to worry about that. But still, it hits you once you walk out that door and it's 5 degrees.
Sure it does.
Doug!
What?
I just went to the YouTube chat.
340 people are watching, and the most recent comment is from Ashley B, and she says, scissor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that Ashley Banfield?
More likely A or B.
I dig that Ashley Banfield.
People are using their wives' and mom's Gmail accounts.
Right.
What, are they seven? They have to use their mom's Gmail account?
Well, a lot of people live in the basement of their parents' house.
I think so, yeah.
We're
still in the bedroom. They haven't made it down to the basement.
Yeah.
Can you make up a name on YouTube? Can you just like type in a name?
Can you make up a
fake? I mean, it's all about what email you're
using. So that might not really be a girl?
Yeah, we have Farts McCool as one of our like lead subscribers.
That's a real name. It's an Irish family.
That tells you anything.
Whenever a quote-unquote female is interested in scissoring, it's not a female because that action of how it is.
It's not very popular in the lesbian community, unfortunately.
It just looks like bruising.
Yeah,
like,
not very popular.
Plowsy, didn't last week you ask if guys could scissor?
I think that would honestly be more enjoyable
Look at this from the 314. Hi, promiscuous boys. I'm part of the 3.5%, and this app is so hot.
That's a guy.
Honestly,
that's a gentleman.
Yeah.
But there's an emoji with it, too.
Is there a name?
No, just says 314. Okay. Jackson, have you ever seen this one before? It was sent in at 8:27.
Let me do some scrolling. We get a lot of texts. I've never seen this number before.
Doug, it's a real
girl. It's a girl.
It's a guy's track phone.
I'll give him a name though. Here,
what's it gonna be?
Woman in quotation marks.
Jackson, there's a community you can check out, maybe just for some fodder for the show. I was asked to join it, and I didn't. It's called Upside Pineapple Community.
Who asked you to join that?
I think somebody from the Hito page sent me a join our community, Upside Down Pineapple Community.
Okay.
And you want me to join it?
Just for, see if there's any good, anything in there for the show.
Sure.
Swing Haven board member.
That says you're a swinger if you put the pineapple upside down?
No, you should put the pineapple in the cart, I thought. For grocery stores.
Just anywhere in the cart.
Upside down, right?
No, it has to be where the baby sits.
How could it sit upside down? It would never stay that way. It would fall over on the side.
No, you just lean it sideways.
So you gotta get it in between one of the grates.
And that tells the whole world that you're there to play.
Not the whole world, just all of schnooks.
Correct.
You ever find yourself when you're in the grocery store to look around for pineapples?
Yeah.
I did when that first came out.
Yeah, I haven't seen one.
You ever see it again?
No. I did it myself.
Hey, boys, I am definitely one of the 3.5%, and yes, I am a real girl. That comes from a real girl.
I don't think it's a real girl.
Whenever you need to justify it on the YouTube chat,
this is in the EDF text inbox.
Right.
Even less of a chance.
Yeah.
Man, it's so hot how many female listeners we have now.
Yeah, it is really cool.
We'll send in a picture. I need a date for our Olive and Oak thing.
Yeah, then we'll get a...
I need to start whittling down.
A random Google image of a super hot, attractive female, Susan Santiago.
Ashley B. has just said, I'm a dude. I'm 5'9", 240 pounds.
That's terrible stats.
That's about right.
God, it's Humpty Dumpty.
Well, I feel bad for you and getting named Ashley as a kid.
It's definitely a guy. They're all guys.
They're all guys.
Who are we kidding here? They're all guys.
The unicorn definitely had a gun to her head when she called in, and she hasn't texted in since. I think she escaped.
I remember my neighbor across the hall we used to talk about, Ashley. Across the yard, Ashley.
Yeah, but she turned against your advances.
She's in Whip Pro now.
She showed up on the Facebook Live and was upset by that? Is that the one?
No, that wasn't her.
Well, pardon me.
No, she lived across the grass. She was a friend, and then she... texted me one night, or she sent her son over, knocked on my sliding glass door in the front room where my living room is, knocked. I went out. He goes, my mom wants to know if you want to come over for a drink.
Huh.
And I said, yeah, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm going to bed pretty soon, but tell her thank you for the invite.
8 o'clock? You could have done that.
But then my neighbor, Chris, texted me like an hour later. He goes, hey, I'm over Ashley's. They just invited me over. Why don't you come over? Why don't you invite me? I said, no, now you're over there? And she just tried to fix her up with one of her friends. So I don't think she wanted me. She wanted to hook me up with one of her friends.
This sounds like a TikTok video, and we name it Across the Grass.
Oh.
Well, I like this plow hook you're producing right now.
Yeah.
Well, she's gone. She moved.
That's because you wouldn't go over to have a drink with her.
Well, it was late.
8 o'clock's not late.
For me, on a weekday, To go have a drink at 8 o'clock? Yes, it is.
So if Ashley, instead of the son, came to your door and asked if you wanted to come for a drink, would that have changed it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because the son really probably, if I'm trying to hook up and I got the son coming to the door, I'm thinking this will be a long night before I can kind of connect and
How
score.
Old was the son?
Probably 9. No. He's a good kid. I'd go out and play catch with him because he really had no friends there.
Oh, my God. Another great one. Iggy, stepdad, playing catch with the neighbor's
kid. I just felt bad for him. I mean, they moved there. There aren't a lot of kids in that complex. He doesn't have a dad. So he was out there, like, throwing the ball up in the air by himself. And I grabbed my glove. I said, yeah, let's play. So I played catch with him.
That's good.
Guys, I recall Ken giving Ashley a plant she never took care of. That's from the 901.
Yeah, it did die.
Memphis listening today.
I looked over there and said, well, thanks for taking care of that. The thing's drooping.
Mm. Well, don't get mad at her. Some people don't have a green thumb.
It takes water.
She didn't know that.
She didn't know it.
She thought it was a fake plant.
Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Literally 1 hour from now is the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. The great Seth Goldkamp and Design Air is the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. If you go to designairservice.com and you're having any issues with your HVAC system, well, guess what's going to happen, Jack? Guess what's going to happen? You are going to go right there, and you are going to see that you can book now just by going there and clicking on the tab designairservice.com. Click book now. And they will take great care of you. A little chat box pops up, and you can be talking with a customer service rep instantaneously. Type in designairservice.com, and you'll see it for yourself. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug is a client. I am a client. Jackson's parents are clients. We recommend you become a client as well. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the sponsor of our email of the day, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Doug, I said it, it's 67 degrees in the basement last night, 67 degrees.
That's about right, isn't
it? So then when I woke up, it was 65. Well, I slipped on Sunday at Black Ice, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Didn't see it, hence the name.
At home?
In the driveway, trying to melt some of the ice, and slipped, landed on my left arm, therefore my left shoulder, which still has that labrum tear in there, and that's acting up. So I went back to the couch, which is better for me because, as you know, I sleep on my back when we're on the couch.
No, I didn't know that, but I can understand why.
Don't play coy.
Yeah, don't be coy, boy.
So how's the shoulder feel today?
It's fine. I'm used to it now at this point. Part of me wants to get the surgery, but then I understand you're out for like 8 months, and, you know, I'm trying to qualify for the U.S. Open this year.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work.
How do you know?
Could.
Thank you, Iggy.
Well, you'd have to be one of the best players in the world, wouldn't you?
Not really.
You're going to draw Tim McKernan out of the Kirkland box.
Yeah, what would that be like? I'd probably be like 7,100.
Nah, 88. You got upside.
I agree. If I get my putter hot. Like
I'll get that email. Strode, here's an update for your upcoming game. J.J. Spawn, 6,200.
Nice.
Tom Religla, 300. Or 6,200. Tim McKernan, 9,800.
9,800. Oh, 9,800 right there with Morikawa.
I would have to drop like Matsuyama to sneak him in my lineup.
I don't know it's that worth you it. Should.
We need to get someone for balloon party to like rub Tim's shoulder the entire time. So that
you think that's going to come from the balloon party audience, do you?
Well, yeah.
Huh. They would enjoy that. You're not on YouTube in there, are you?
There is no YouTube on 101 at the moment. Randy Character?
Character.
Told me that they're going to be getting it.
Okay.
U.S. Open this year at Brookline. I don't know how that suits my game, Iggy.
Well, it's a tight course.
Yeah.
Tree-lined. Nice. Kind of like Normandy.
That's unlike a lot of golf courses.
You played any Lynx courses yet, buddy?
I have.
There's no trees out there.
Tapawingo's got some trees.
Well, it's not a true Lynx course.
It's got to be on water to be a Lynx course.
Aberdeen's right? A Lynx course.
Never played it.
Really strong.
Don't say, have you played a Lynx course, buddy?
I'm sorry.
It is a hard call, Tim, though, when you got an injury like that
what do you do? What do you do?
I guess if you don't absolutely have to have surgery, you don't have it, I guess. Because you never know what's going to happen with surgery.
I know.
If you can play through it and...
I just hate that I don't lift anymore. And I'm not talking about like going back to lifting
whatever, heavy weights, but just in general, I don't mess with it.
Well, you don't have to. You're in good shape.
Oh, yeah, gosh. But it's not about, like, weight. It's about, Doug, it's about, as you know, body composition. I want to be lithe when I'm with my guys.
You want to be lithe when you're with your guys.
For cam shows.
Right.
Okay, has it affected your distance off the tee? I'm sure it has.
No, it hasn't. No, I don't know what that's about.
Well, then maybe it's not as bad as you feared.
I don't know.
Because it's not a hard you swing.
It's about my torque created with my hips, my pelvic thrust.
Right. Oh. Creating power from the ground up.
Like JT.
Power.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Are the doctors telling you to get the surgery or no?
No, if anything, they say don't.
Oh, well, I would follow that advice.
I know. Surgery would be best the younger you are. I had that surgery when I was 20, and my arm is as good as new. That's from Big Don Johnson. Doug, we worked with him at KMOV.
Right. I didn't know that he had the surgery. Yeah, shoulder surgery. It doesn't sound as tricky as back or neck surgery, or certainly as common as knee surgery. But boy, when your shoulder doesn't work, your whole half of your body doesn't work.
I'm lucky it's my left, so I won't have to use the stranger. I'm just thinking through the inning and how we're going to manage.
Yeah, but it's really tough when you're doing the Eiffel Tower with your buddies.
What in the world?
No, we're just looking at how this thing's going to pragmatically impact life.
Yeah, you got to evaluate from all angles.
Okay.
Tim, I couldn't even tell you'd stopped lifting. That's impressive, boy. That's from the 314.
Gosh, here they come.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
Looks like you lift to me, Timmy.
Look at that body, Tim.
Tim, can I caddy for you in your U.S. Open qualifier? I'll bring Snick Snacks and bleach my boy hole to give you an 18th green reward. It's from Little Tommy Tribbins.
Well, we don't need that sort of text.
T-Tribs.
But don't you have to be like a 1 or better to play in it, Iggy?
1.3, I think. Maybe 1.2.
I got to 1.6 last year, and I'm a 3 now. I don't know if I have enough time to get it down.
No, I think qualifying probably starts in early May, I would think.
Great. I'm not going to win the U.S. Open this year now.
She had to go through 3 rounds, I believe.
That's how many years in a row now you haven't won the U.S. Open?
I won in 1990 at Medina.
Did you? I don't remember that.
Well, you and Phil tied for the longest drought without winning the U.S. Open.
That's correct. I want to be Doug's boy hole captain, somebody just spontaneously wrote in the YouTube chat. It's nice. It's a nice sentiment.
Why would you stop what you're doing to write that into us? Why would you do that?
My guess, and they didn't stop anything important.
Yeah, didn't.
Are these people who won't take a job? Because if you were working, you wouldn't stop what you were doing to write that.
No, he's not stopping anything. He's just sitting there doing this the whole time.
No, I think that they like any Fortune 500 company has it up in all their monitors.
That's correct.
I don't think so.
Hey, can we get the stock exchange ticker up? They're like, sorry, no, TMA's live.
Unless he has browsers on the other screen.
Now, do you say browsers or browsers?
Speaking of stock exchange, good.
It's browsers on one screen.
Looking good?
Flipped over to us.
Down 559 already.
Well, let's buy something up right now.
That's why I put my portfolio on Lunchables.
Yep, see?
They never go down.
Stockpiling.
Plowhawk is on a major acquisition of Lunchables right now.
Probably that's bought tough enough to have at least some equity in the company.
You think you'll have another one today?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oscar Mayer make that, Posse?
You know, honestly, I just take off the package and to Bauer. I'm blindfolded. So
you think Oscar Mayer makes it?
Don't heat him up or anything.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is truly what I'd like to be. Because if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Nice.
That's the only hot dog I can eat.
That's a nice ad campaign when everyone can sing the song.
Yeah. I think I'm still Tim's caddy. I clubbed him correctly once over the course of 3 years at the Walrus People Invitational while the gallery are hot dogs and stared at the other caddy being paid $300 to scroll Instagram in athleisure. Thanks. That's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Yeah, what you don't know is you would club him and then Tim would look to me and goes, you like 8 or 9? It's 8. Okay. And he'd grab an 8 and just go against you.
So you overrode him.
Iggy had veto power.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Iggy can flat out read putts, though. Yeah. I will say that. Iggy can read putts.
Well, if you're going to be a caddy on the LPGA Tour, you better be able to.
I read putts for Wyckoff. It's about the only one who asked me to read putts for. The other ones didn't care.
Wasn't that the time to where the bag strap broke and you had to carry?
No,
like a briefcase.
I told her to carry it.
That's a funny story.
That's not great caddying.
It's just too heavy. I can't do this for 3 holes. I'll take it for 2.
Good for you. Tim, I had that same surgery, and it took 9 months to get 80% use back in my arm. Dr. Rick did my surgery. That's from the 314.
9 months for 80%.
Oh, my God. Ah.
I mean, then I'm just out.
Yeah, don't get it. If it's to the point where you can still play golf and enjoy it and it's not killing you, don't do it.
I know.
Yeah, you can't miss
it. I haven't had a cortisone shot in almost, it's about 2 years to the day, actually. It was like right around mid-January 2020. And I haven't had a cortisone shot. And for the most part, it's been asymptomatic. So, I don't know. But I don't lift anymore. I'm not going to mess with it. I went and did Orange Theory one time with Anna Marie. It was just a pretty light workout, I mean, relatively speaking. And the next day, it hurt. I'm just like, I can't do anything. You know, Orange Theory isn't lifting heavy weights. It's kind of more of a cardio, lifting light weights, volume thing. You ever do that Orange Theory? Didn't that, where Derek lost his wife to an Orange Theory trainer?
Right.
And man, Derek did? Who's Derek?
Kids Derek and Butch Patrick's Cheater? Werewolf doll.
Yeah. Carrot started calling his kids started calling that
guy. His Orange Theory trainer moved into his house.
Dude, Orange Theory sounds like it should be like, you know, a smoothie place.
It does. I don't, like Orange Julius.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I get the name.
There's one right down Olive here. To the east, Olive and I guess.
You guys want to do Orange Theory after the show?
No. Olive, yeah. Huh? No.
Right by the Bread Co. Probably get some work in there.
Okay.
You know what I found in my wallet the other day?
Money?
No, I was sifting through it, and I guess, I don't know if I still have it. Yeah, look at this.
What's in there?
We got?
It's a picture of a naked gentleman?
Yeah.
That's hot. That's great that you have that. That's a four of hearts, too.
On a playing card.
Is that Liam Riley?
Why in the world would you have that? And why would you putting it back in your wallet now?
I think it's been in there for like 4 years.
Why?
And I'm cleaning out the wallet. I think my girl went on like a bachelor party or something and drew that card and kept it. And I, for some reason, it's in my wallet. And I cleaned it out the other day. And
you're going to keep it in there, too, aren't you?
I think it's fun.
Iggy, is that a cock?
It's not a cock. It's
gay.
It's not ungay.
Liam Riley posted a picture the other day. He was hanging out with Manuel Ferrara.
Really?
Wow.
Picture of him and Manuel together.
Doug, do you see a picture with Liam Riley? And
who is this guy?
There's a guy that diversified.
That's that little twink that I follow.
She's friends with Abella Danger. Or he's friends with Abella Danger, and she takes him everywhere.
Yeah.
But they are not in a relationship.
No, she's dating someone named Rachel Gunn. So Roger Gunn?
Is it Roger Gunn? Is it James Gunn?
James Gunn, St. Louis U High, 1988. Am I right on
this?
Gunn. That was a TV show years
James
ago.
Gunn directed a...
He's a lawyer in Atlanta, actually. Huh. That's who she's dating.
How would we know this?
Well, I follow Abella Danger.
Well, that's you, but how would anyone else know this?
Well, I'm just letting you know she's not dating Liam Riley because he's gay.
Okay.
And
who
she's
is
not.
Abella Danger?
He just hangs
star?
Out with her, and everywhere she goes out of town, he gets to go along like a teddy bear. Here we are in Costa Rica. Now, she's in Costa Rica. She brings you along. But whatever. Good life for him.
James Gunn's from St. Louis.
UI.
He was.
The whole Gunn family went to the UI.
Is that the same James Gunn that she's dating?
No, James Gunn directed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
UI.
Yeah. And he was married to Jenna Fisher.
That's correct. Nearing St. Louis UI.
Right.
It's not uncommon. Huh. What's uncommon is that they're both working in Hollywood.
Right. Very cool.
Well, I forgot his first name. But that's who Abella Danger's dating. A lawyer and an up-and-coming lawyer, from what I hear.
How many people do you think care who Abella Danger is dating?
They
just brought up. I brought Liam Riley up because he was hanging out with Plowsy's guy, Manuel. And maybe he's trying to get it some work with Caden in her little adventure.
Those guys, like male porn stars now... They don't do much of OnlyFans, but I know Manuel Ferrara does Twitch, and he also sells like pictures of his Johnson for like $250 a pop.
Oh, so.
Really? Like, why would you buy that? And I'm not asking in the obvious way. I'm talking about that if you really wanted to see it, it's available everywhere.
Yeah, and then you just screenshot, print it out. Bang.
Him and Danny Mountain make a killing doing that. I don't know if they personalize the message.
When you say $250, you mean $2.50?
$250.
Look, why don't we do that? We could knock that out. I got to do balloon party, but after that.
Who's to say we're not doing it already?
Nice. I think the key is whoever buys it, like it's made to order, they think about that person and then take the picture.
Yeah, I would braid my pube hair for a grand and send that to anybody.
That's a great idea.
Hair? Why would I care?
Have you tried it?
Braid my pubes or send a picture?
Well,
or
either,
both?
Either.
I've done it.
But would you? It's on the table, right?
Anything's on the table, Doug.
Okay.
I could be on this table naked for a prize. Everything's on the table.
All right, see if they, what they want to bid for on YouTube.
You're open-minded.
Exactly, Doug. I think that's a great term for it.
All right.
Somebody wants us to hire them in the YouTube chat. If we're looking for a job, is TMA hiring? Doug?
I don't think so.
Calm me down.
Can you fix you?
Sounds like Jackson's going to go on a private call with him.
Okay.
What's going on, Iggy?
Well, here's Liam's recent picture on Instagram.
That's what I've been looking for. You always show me the same picture of him. He's on a bed in roller skates. It's the same picture
he just posted this like an hour ago.
He just keeps posting the same picture?
I guess. I'm trying to find the picture of him with Manuel.
It doesn't work that well on radio.
You can hold it up for YouTube.
I don't know. Maybe Manuel said take that down because I can't find it. There's a lot of other dudes, but I can't see Manuel.
Why do you have dudes on your
phone? Here he is. Here he is dressed up as, this is what he does for a living. He's a cross-dresser.
Okay. Well, you know, some people like some
and
things.
And this is who we're talking about now?
Oh, it's not bad.
Manuel?
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Who are we talking about?
Falk, are you interested in this guy that Iggy likes?
Interested in how? Like, banging him? No.
Well, you just said not bad.
Well, yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah, but not bad for dressing up like a girl.
See, Doug, do you follow? Kind of like when Bugs Bunny would dress up as a girl.
Kind like of like the first day of school.
Yeah, you got to celebrate the effort.
Yeah.
So now you know you can see a tranny and think, God, this kind of hot, until the penis comes up.
Mike Mayock let go by the Raiders after 3 seasons.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
VGK getting new uniforms.
Nurse?
VGK.
Vegas Golden Knights.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps the worst uniforms of a recently founded franchise.
Yeah. The gold ones are just the worst. Like Dijon mustard.
What do they have? A tiger doing? With a hockey stick coming out of their ear?
Oh, those Missouri Tigers.
Yeah, you're mistaken.
Jackson really likes those Gurza football uniforms.
Horrible uniforms at Mizzou. Terrible. They could. They
never
used to be great.
The white on white, they look fast.
They don't look fast.
The white on whites are some of the cleanest uniforms I ever wore. It's
clean, but that doesn't look like Missouri.
The white helmet, too. Ooh.
Doug, so fresh and so clink.
I didn't care
with the black
it.
Face mask. God.
How do you
didn't
do?
Didn't know what team that was.
That was North Texas.
That could've was been. Your Missouri Tiger.
How fight, Tiger.
They're wearing somebody else's uniform. How
fight.
Would I know?
Huh?
Missouri if they're wearing someone else's uniform, how would I know that's my Missouri Tigers?
What?
The Blues were wearing red last night.
Right. Who's to say what uniform is whose? It's whatever logo is rocking. Actually, you just look at the team in the lead.
You
baby.
Couldn't see a logo.
Doug, just look for the team in the lead, and then you know it's Missouri.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Careful, Posse.
Nope. It was almost too easy. I think it's a trap.
Go. Fight. Win. Tiger. Doug?
That's kind of how the crowd sounds. One guy yelling for the
Damn,
Tigers.
Damn,
bro. Well, it was a pretty light crowd.
We finally reached my favorite part of the show. What can we pay Darren to do to his body? So far, the menu is $40,000 for a testicle and $10,000 for a tramp stamp. That comes from Arbor Day.
Yeah, by 9:30, Fazio sells liver.
Oh, you can't do without the liver.
Yeah, that's something I'd probably keep. At least for
you better,
now.
Yeah.
What about like a rogue kidney?
I'd do a rogue kidney.
Yeah, you could probably sell a gallbladder.
You don't imagine just lining up at the hospital. So take out anything.
Vestigial tail.
Not necessary. Yeah. And just ice box it up for
don't
me.
Don't they
please.
Do that in China?
I don't know.
To
if
some
that's...
of their slaves?
Oh, Doug.
Aren't they doing that to
on
the
another
organ,
I don't
organ
know
harvesting? Yeah.
Oh, that's a Family Guy bit, too, on the organ harvesting.
Hey, Ken, can you get in touch with James Gunn's assistant so he can get a coveted 3:30 p.m. table for Vienna Sausage Carpaccio night at Sharkle House? From Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Vienna Sausage Carpaccio.
Can you imagine setting up a reservation for 3:30 in the afternoon?
They're not even open yet.
I've gotten to where I can eat just about any time early in the afternoon.
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, four,
and I'm looking
yeah
at
fine.
Like,
yeah.
Let's get dinner going.
Yeah, and then that leaves plenty of time to eat again later.
Oh, snack time around 8 or 9, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I eat at 4. What can I tell you?
Well, you don't have to tell us anything.
Guys, is it a cuck if you give the guy sleeping with your wife a kidney? Thanks, that's the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster.
If he insists on it, I think it would be a cuck. If he insists and you say, okay, here's my body part, that's a cuckolding.
I think it all depends on when that organ was harvested as well. Was it for
so
the sole
guy comes
purpose?
And just sticks a knife right in your back and yanks out the kidney?
Well, if he was your best friend and you gave him your kidney and said, thank you, buddy. I love you. And then, you know, a year later, he's banging your wife. Yes, it's a cuck.
That's a cuck. That'd now, what if you give permission?
That is not a cuck.
Wow. Doug, I think we finally figured it out. It's all about permission.
And I think that's a free, fair trade as well, you know.
So you give the kidney and your wife, what are you getting?
I don't know.
No, the guy who gets the kidney gives up his wife as, like, tribute.
Oh, like the Robert Redford, Woody Harrelson scenario with Demi Moore. Is that 1992?
I don't know the years, Tim.
What film?
Indecent Proposal. Have you seen that, Jackson?
No.
Wow. Another recommendation.
Yeah. Indecent Proposal.
Well, wouldn't you rather have your wife cheat on you than lose a kidney?
That'd both be a bad beat.
93.
But the kidney's worse, right?
What would happen?
Create another poll, Jackson.
What would happen if the guy donated his kidney?
Oh, you do.
I'm about to put out
to go on the poll?
Yeah, I'm about to put up who is the hottest member of the dais.
No, that's stupid.
Well, Doug's going to get 95% of the votes.
Well, if it's legit.
People eye-bang.
This is like a test. I'm trying to make sure.
Not if there's mail-in voting.
Doug and Tim will get all the votes. As well they should.
Jackson sounds like he wants some votes.
Well, no, I just think that you might be surprised. I think Plowsy is really, you know.
Well, Plowsy's really well hung.
Right, and I think that's going to sway
that come
people's
into play?
Opinion.
It should come into play.
I think the mystery of Doug, you know, is he or isn't he, I think that kind of gets
is he or isn't he what?
Well, I didn't want to finish the sentence because you know, I do respect Doug a little bit here and don't want to completely.
Is he or isn't he what?
Hung.
Oh.
Bill.
He's home, and he just brought cookies. Yep.
I'll take a picture of me from like.
App. Man, this is nice.
89 or 90, throw that one up there, maybe in me in a Speedo.
You think you'd be live?
Yeah, you'd but compete? Nowadays, no.
Feedback, okay, so you go to feedback, and then you go to live polls. I see no polls, Doug.
No, I don't see any polls.
I was going to flood the inbox for myself.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that are sending in messages from the app wondering where the poll is.
Not happy about it?
It doesn't seem like it.
Mm.
Like everything else, we do something for the first time. It's a trial and error.
Does anyone want to come over and use my new bidet? I'd like you to leave the door cracked a little bit so I can watch that jet stream tickle your boil.
Mm.
Thanks. It's from the JV golf coach.
Mm.
Never understood bidets in terms of, like, I get it that it cleans that area. But what happens?
What else is there to get?
Like, where does that dirty water drop down to?
Right down into
wherever
it,
you
like
want,
toilet.
Super cheap.
But it would seem like it would be like a spray, like blood spatter pattern. Like, once it hits the surface, like, you're... It would, like, spray out to, like, the walls and the shower door.
Well,
you're
just
kind
of sit down on it.
Oh, so you're not standing?
No.
No, it's in the toilet.
It looks just almost like a toilet.
Right.
Only water sprays out of the bottom.
But there are options to where you have the smaller bidets have, like, handles like you'll find in the sink, you know, that you can, like, spray. That's...
Well, I think all bets are off if you're using that attachment.
That's called a shower.
No, it's just one of those little spray guns on the side of the toilet, and you usually find those in other countries. I watch House Hunters International quite a bit, and you'll see a lot of those handheld bidets.
Yeah.
Fun gun or bum gun, I think is what they call it.
Don't say fun gun.
Fun and gun was an offense. Is that Jerry Glanville?
I don't know.
Mm.
Might have been. I wouldn't worry about it, Plowsy. I think they've got it figured out. The good ones, you just sit down on it. You don't have to worry about a blood splatter.
You can email in themorningafteratinsidestl.com. How's your bidet doing? Does it ever show a blood spatter? Themorningafteratinsidestl.com. Design Air, heating and cooling, the sponsor of our email of the day. It comes your way in approximately 38 minutes. And then coming up on Balloon Party at 10:15, Chris Kerber will join us. Tomorrow, Tim Kirkchen will be on Balloon Party. And at 8:05 on the Ryan Kelly Morning After tomorrow, Doug, you're going to call him Nate. Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, will be with us on this radio presentation. Look at us.
I don't think I know him well enough to call him Nate.
Larry might call him that.
That could be.
You met him before, haven't you? He was in studio back in Webster.
I don't think I was.
How was
there.
He then?
I don't think I met him.
Oh, he was great. He went back and did like 10 promos for us.
Did he really?
Ad-libbed everything. We just gave him kind of an idea. We gave him the call letters and the shows.
Did he get all worked up?
Yeah, and he was just, woo! Nice. He was doing everything. And then we got lectured by Klaibs because we didn't write it out.
Klaibs wanted it written out?
Yeah, he wanted us to write everything out, and we just kind of wrote down, okay, 590 The Fan, KFNS, this is the show and the host, and he would do it, and they would just ad-lib everything, and he got upset.
Sounds like you're a little bitter still.
No, I'm never
this
bitter
about Klaibs.
This
is why you didn't go to Claiborne's Hall of Fame.
Oh,
I'm never bitter about Klaibs. Klaibs is great.
Well, you were bitter when he left you off the invite list, and then he was bitter when he put you on the list and you didn't show up.
To hell with him.
Oh. Wow, wow, wow.
Well, that's what he said. I didn't say that.
Oh. Won't you marry me, Bill?
Marilyn McCoo?
I think that's it.
Solid Gold?
I love you, Bill. I always will.
Just be our song coming out. I'm sure Iggy has a...
that's what the song lyrics were.
No, that won't be it. If we did a roast, who would you like to roast?
I don't know if
I would like to put a roast together and just pick one person to roast and have like 10 people on the dais just do a roast.
Okay. You're going to put this together?
Well, I'll talk to some people. And
you're not putting it together.
This
it involves
will not
work
be put
and
together.
Phone calls and things like that.
Well, it would be kind of like a promotion thing, you know, get a lot of people there and raise some money and have fun and film it. But I have to talk to the powers to be to get it. I've just always thought it'd be fun to do a roast.
I put the poll up.
Oh, nice. Let me see if it's working, Doug.
Who is the hottest member of the dais?
No.
Remember, Iggy, we were in St. Charles, and we were looking, usually we had Hot Shots events every month, and we were looking for feet. Remember, you would have to call, like, the bars and restaurants around St. Charles, who didn't know anything about the show, didn't know Jay Jr., and had to try to convince them to
they had to be receptive.
That was one of the funniest comments.
They had to be staring into the phone. What is coming out of this thing?
The commentary.
There is a poll up now. Who is the hottest member of the dais? But it doesn't get... Oh, no, it does. Oh, and then there's the picture of us, Doug, me and you at KMOV. Iggy or his play Steve Savard. And then there's the Plowhawk in Jackson.
What picture do you use?
The picture that the sales staff used.
Oh, where my
all
face is like 9 times right. bigger than everybody else.
So far, Doug is leading 45%. I've got 36%. You're getting a shutout.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's pretty simple.
Jackson and Plowboy tied at 9%. This is going to be a nice poll
today.
Nice
little poll.
It's going to be a nice poll.
I'm going to vote for Iggy.
Nope. No, please don't do that. Don't patronize me.
Give him a vote.
Iggy wants to win naturally, not his own.
No one wants to be shut up.
I mean, this is just,
the most
attractive. No, you're using the picture. I look like a horse face.
I was just
you
doing...
You got four little faces up, and then I'm splashed out there 10 times bigger than everybody else.
I was just doing it to, like, test out the polling system. I want to see how it works, and this is, I thought, was enough to get people to vote a lot.
We'll take that picture of me and Pia Zadora and see how many votes I get.
Oh. Doug, can you use the PS?
You can only use one picture. I want to use the picture of all of us, and this is the quickest
one
I can do.
Thank you, honey. Back when I was hot, had the Miami Vice jacket on.
Microsoft.
How hot were you?
Porn stash. Well, hot enough that I was bagging them two at a time.
Like 1 to 10. Brentwood 8, 7?
Me?
Yeah.
Brentwood 10.
You were
Brentwood 10.
You were to Brentwood 10.
So you could walk into Carl's and have your pick of the litter.
Oh, hell yeah. I was probably Ledoux 8.
Is that the difference? Brentwood has a 2-point difference on Ledoux.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was a catch in Brentwood. Ledoux, I'd kind of be just above average in Ledoux. Now you put me down the Central West End in Balaban, it's probably a 12.
Oh, come on.
Nobody wants to have sex with me now!
I haven't heard that in forever.
I don't think you were a 12 at Balaban.
Yeah, I could have picked up any dude I wanted to in that place.
Any dude?
Yeah.
Any dude?
Yeah, if I was gay, I would have been... Every night I had somebody.
Why?
Jesus.
What made you so attractive to the gay community?
That's a spit take on YouTube if you're watching.
Man, that was a bold statement by Iggy there.
Who the F is Pete Zadora? That's from fan page club champion Aunt Peg.
Who?
Pia Zadora is what he said.
I think it's Pete Zora.
No.
Pia Zadora.
Doug Current with our audience.
She was an actress long time ago.
Yeah. Did a couple of really steamy scenes. I think she's living in Vegas now, singing. Yeah, back in those days, I mean, she was naked and sex scenes, and back then it was kind of like Clockwork Orange, rated X.
Well, so are you. They just didn't make it to the big screen.
I think she's a singer. She's living in Vegas, I believe.
Jesus.
Never gets old.
12 at Balaban.
Boy, that's such a great exchange. I think I might put in a request for Mike Francesa fielding the call from the listener on the passing of Stan Lee.
Plowsy, it's in 1-4-22.
Yeah, Doug, 1-4-22. File 1-4-22.
I got you. I know where that is.
We do nothing behind the scenes here. We just do everything on the air.
Where do you find this poll? Sure. It's the TMA app. You go to your app store. You type in the morning after STL. And then you're going to get it. And the next thing you know, on feedback, you can click live polls.
Right. If you go, if you're on the app, see that bell on the bottom bar there. You go to that. You go to the top left, and it'll say live polls, and there's one who's the hottest.
Well, this is Doug. You're in full control of this thing, and it is. I'm angry. I'm real angry.
Are you?
I think he's in third or fourth.
Yep.
It's about to be
tied for fifth with zero.
Doug, it's 64%. I'm at 16%. Jackson's at 9%. Iggy's at 7%. Plowhawk's at 5%. So I guess people aren't factoring in the Plowhawk size.
Right.
I guess maybe we have a lot of tops listening to the show, you think?
It's a top-heavy Tuesday.
A lot of Missouri fans.
There's a segment name. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate you as always.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
I wouldn't have known who he was either. I wouldn't have.
Such a heartfelt memorial.
He created the Marvel Comics.
I don't read comics. I know who Stan Lee is.
Not the least bit interested in the Marvel Comics. Not the
who is
least
he?
Tiniest bit interested.
Who is Stan Lee? Who is Stan Lee? He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics. Oh, who cares?
So mean.
The best clip ever.
That's as good as it gets.
If you're into that, he's huge, and if you're not, you have no clue who he is.
Well, I don't know if who cares should go for anyone that passed.
Right.
No, it's not very nice to say who cares, but the fact that he just doesn't know who he is.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's fine, but you don't have to be, oh, who cares?
Yeah, he was over it. Yes.
Send your emails in. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today comes your way in a half hour. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2, the Potted Plant, TMASTL, the all-new TMASTL app, and you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/TMASTL. Go subscribe to it. This is 105.7, the Potted Plant.